as he has said in almost as many words, Carl, I'm of that persuasion, but I value you as a human being. I value you as a friend. We have history in common, admittedly at a distance. I hope you will extend me the same courtesy. It may change certain aspects of the friendship between us, but I hope it does not lead to its rupture. And I would have thought that that is how we would have handled it had he come up and said, Carl, you were getting close to something that you didn't necessarily realize, and I thought I would clear the air. And that's how I would have wanted him to handle it. That is how I expect I would have handled it. Johnny, quickly to you, and then don't forget your friend Phil, and don't forget our friend David. Quickly to you, Johnny. Knowing full well that, you're an American, you don't agree with everything Canadians say, of course, it goes without saying, but must nevertheless be said. And knowing that you, are a Nazarene Oxford wearing, a granola eating, social working shuffler, what do you think of my attitude, Johnny? Was it good, bad, or indifferent? Over.
Well, let's see. I think David and Phil may have went up to 313. Let's see what they think real quickly. Go ahead, Phil or Dave. Yeah, okay. I think they... I got to say, Carl, probably you shouldn't have those views. You should be re-indoctrinated. Your views about homosexuals are somewhat homophobic, deplorable view, actually, in my mind. If I was being a heterosexual, if I was visiting someone, I would probably reprimand you, is what I would do. The gentleman that perhaps he is a homosexual that was coming to your house to have dinner. I'm not quite sure. That's not important to me. So I wouldn't use the word irrelevant, but not of any great significance in this situation you described. I would suggest to you that for me, if I found myself in that position and you had said that, I don't particularly like that faggoty word, but I can live with that word, of course. But if you have some real strong homophobic views about, and I'm not sure that you do, actually, that they're somehow less than or evil or something to be ostracized or put back in the closet. I'll tell you, I just don't feel that way towards people. Any, homophobic people kind of upset me, actually. I find them I just don't like to be around them. I got a brother-in-law that's like that, actually. And he would make those comments around the family sometimes, and I didn't want him to say those kind of things around my children at some of the holiday events. Watching TV, he would say, yeah, he's a faggot. He'd say that about an entertainer that's on TV, or what about them homos? Them dirt, he'd use them word, them S-O-B, I'd just look at him. I just finally said to him, I said, man, stop. Just don't do it anymore. I don't want to be around it. I don't want my children around that kind of, attitude. So I hope they form their own. I sometimes sometimes think that my children are not quite as liberal-minded as I am, perhaps. Liberalism is an acquired, philosophy, ideal. It's very difficult to obtain that liberal view, that tolerant, open-minded view. And it far exceeds any political context. It's not just political in nature. It's a life. It's a wide panoramic view of the world. It's a liberalism that it's how could anyone not be any? That was the higher. That's a goal. The higher goal to achieve. That's quite difficult. To be tolerant and open-minded of people who are different than you, or, you know, I have a tough time being liberal-minded towards, you know, certain right-wing nut jobs, but I try. You know, people like Rush Limbaugh or Hannity or O'Reilly or George Bush or Ronald Reagan, I try to be liberal and show respect and open-minded, tolerant, and it's difficult, you know, because sometimes I think when you think, how can you be open-minded to a homophobic, you know, racist? How can you be that? How can you be tolerant towards a person that's a homophobic racist, you know? Well, hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're that person, but there's many of them here in the South with the election of President Obama. Many people passed in the older. They grew up, maybe it's a cultural indoctrination, a product of environment more than anything else. When you see these older people in the South in their 80s and 70s, they grew up never seeing a black man in a position of authority. So, I mean, I'm talking about things like firemen, policemen, teachers. They grew up never experiencing. And then people wonder why. They just, for them to have a black man in that position is difficult for them. It's very difficult. And I'm open-minded enough, I think, to understand that. It's tough, you know, it's really tough. When in the 60s here, we had governors. We had governors, popularly elected governors, standing in front of the doors in public universities, not allowing people to enter those schools because of their skin color. Okay, you know, let me say that again. We had governors in the South who sold axe handles to beat black people with if they tried to enter certain restaurants. I'm talking governors. So, you know, we've got that, and I think somehow or another, it's not exactly the same with homosexuals and gay people, but we have these folks out there that just have very little tolerance or understanding or open-minded views. You know, it's tough for me to... It's tough to live in a society, in a culture that is so closed-minded. You know, I'm somewhat of an old-fashioned heterosexual. Somewhat, you know. I could experiment a little bit with the women, you know. I'm ready to learn some new tricks, I suppose. But as far as women go, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I'm pretty much old-fashioned, sort of, to a certain degree. But I like to think, Carl, that if I was your friend and I came to your house for dinner and you used that expression with me, there's entirely too many faggoty-looking people, I think that was what you said, that would upset me. That would upset me greatly. And I would probably get up and leave at that point and say, I don't believe I can deal with this individual with those views. I remember here not long ago, I was riding in a car with a friend, and we were being tailgated by a person on the interstate. And he used a very racist, incredibly racist phrase to describe that person. But my daughter was in the back seat with her mom. And I was fixing to just say, stop the car and let me out. Just stop the car and let me out. But I didn't. Instead, I said, you know what I said? I said, you know, I work for a lot of black people, and some of them are just my best customers. I'm so fortunate to have that experience. I didn't know what else to say, you know. I just wanted to make sure that my daughter didn't think that I had any of that in me. I don't want any of that kind of crap inside of me or anyone to think that about me, actually. It's just horrible. But yeah, Carl, I got to tell you, buddy, if you use that expression that I was having dinner at your house, I'd probably stand up at that time and say to you, I've got to go. I don't want to subject myself to that kind of language, that kind of hate. To me, it's almost hate speech, Carl. The word, that faggoty word, to me, it's hate speech, buddy. You should really kind of go to get yourself re-indoctrinated. I think when you went to law school, you must have had, what happened to you, Carl, was probably somebody made a pass at you. I'm not sure. And you probably didn't know how to deal with it. But most of the, you know, problems associated with that is, you know, there's perverts all up and down the spectrum. You got to understand that. In our military today, the heterosexual problems of young men and women serving together is just, you know, it's been really tough to integrate women into our military. The young men have a really tough time with it as well as the women do. It will probably be much less of a problem for the gay community to come to the military and serve than the heterosexual problems with young men and women serving. That's been a huge problem, actually. But yeah, Carl, you should be somewhat ashamed of yourself, actually. You should have some shame for talking to your friend in that manner. That was horrible, Carl. Don't you feel a little bit ashamed of yourself? M4TAT.
No, Donnie, to answer your question, no. And to turn it all the way, I thought you were going to extricate yourself from the hole you dug for yourself. You started off by saying you shouldn't have those views. I know because I wrote it down, Donnie. I'm sure a certain amateur psychotherapist has it recorded. By the way, there are quarmers and hecklers and jecklers coming more and more on frequency. But you essentially started by saying you shouldn't have those views. And then, I'm not sure you can't mind what that view you didn't say what the view was necessarily. I think you're referring to the fact that I said that individual, not my friend, as I still call him,
although he's on a slippery slope about to go bye-bye, for reasons should be obvious. Not my friend, but just somebody who was a subject of conversation, and he was not a nice fellow. I simply said he's got altogether too many faggots.
Faggot-looking fellows
in his entourage. And that was true, because that individual actually said, most of my friends are gay.
I was especially in shorthand, military shorthand for that matter, because we're both ex-military. And the military shorthand at telling him what the fact the situation was as reported to me by the individual in question, Donnie.
But I have a much lower opinion of you as a consequence.
Donnie, you threw out the baby with the bathwater. In fact, you threw out the principal for a little tactical advantage.
I shouldn't have those views, Donnie? God, you're just like the rest of the American fucktards.
You're going to tell me what I can or cannot think?
It's quite another matter, and I know you're a precisionist in the use of language.
Well, you certainly should be when you're talking to me.
You can say, Carl, the views you hold are not to my liking. But you said, quote, you shouldn't have those views. You know, only a American, you know, preferably a big, fat, bloated one, observing his navel, typically says that. I know you're not fat, you're not bloated, you're probably in better shape than I am, and you know, you're my friend, at least a radio friend. Let's not confuse that and my one or, well, my zero friends, Donnie. I got zero friends. No, I don't. I've got the guy who's 35 years, my friend and junior, ex-member of parliament, whose yacht I looked after when he went to Europe a couple of weeks ago. So I still have, well, and I have the Polish national team Luger, whose dog I babysat, dog sat the other day. So I come to think of it, I have two, but I used to have three, Donnie. And you know, if you can't square that circle, after something like 15 years I've known him,
where we had served in the same regiment, although we didn't know each other then, when we had gone to neighboring schools separated by less than a kilometer, what I gotta say to him, if I ever meet him, is if you didn't think I was liberal enough to somehow accommodate that perversion of yours, Donnie, that perversion of yours, that's a hot button word just for you, and I would normally not have used it, but I want you enraged, Donnie. I want you enraged because, Donnie, you've just proved to me that you're not much better than most of the American fucktards. Because you told me I shouldn't have those views.
Wow. That is something, Donnie.
Donnie, I shouldn't have those views? You know better than most of the fucktards who've been attacking me here for the last 10 years. Over.
Well, I stand by that statement. I think Jews are dangerous. They have to be changed. Yes, I mean, what about the view of the Nazis on Poland or the Russians? Views often lead to people's views, their thoughts, their beliefs, their ideals, the way you view someone or some act. Yeah, you should not have those views about detesting. You said you detested homosexuals. Well, I don't think people should have that view. You're right. I stand by that. It's a dangerous view. It's very counterproductive. It's like the people that were selling axes to beat people who, the view that you could sell axes to beat people because they were a certain color before they, governors, a governor of a state. It's the same analogy. It may not be as pervasive, but the simple fact of the matter is your view of detesting homosexuals, and then if it becomes somehow expressed and accepted, it goes around the world. It goes around the world. It becomes an ideal, an ideology, a belief system. Yeah, it's dangerous. Your view is dangerous, and it should be changed. It's not acceptable. Absolutely, I stand by that. one of the problems in cultures today. People have these dangerous views that become accepted, become practiced. You know, that's the problem. Yeah, your views should be changed. It goes beyond American or Canadian. It goes to the idea of becoming a citizen of the world. So, yeah, absolutely. You did your friend a disservice by that homophobic rhetoric. You lost a friend due to your views. You hurt yourself. Your view, you had a friend, you insulted him, and now you don't have a friend. Think about what you did, Carl. Think about your views becoming a work in progress. Your views harmed your friendship. So, yeah, you don't have that to do with being an American. It has to do with your homophobic attack on your friend who you no longer have. And you're suggesting that he should be okay with being called ugly names. Your friendship is strong enough where you can call your friend ugly, hateful names. Give me a break, Carl. You're not serious, are you? I mean, this is a childish discussion. You called your friend an ugly, hateful name. And now you're suggesting he's not big enough to accept that ugly, hateful name. You called him. You were calling his, even worse than that, you were calling his friends, not only him, but his friends an ugly name. A hate speech. So yeah, that kind of views needs changing. It's dangerous. You are harboring some dangerous views that undermine the decency of a society, of just human nature, the benevolence of man towards one another. So yeah, Carl, you need to change those views. I stand by that statement very strong. I stand behind that statement with everything that's in me, every part of my life. I don't like that kind of hate speech. And you probably, Carl, I've heard you talk about on Saturday, on Thursday night, the boys, that you guys used to go out and beat up homosexuals. Let me ask you something, Carl. Did you ever go out and beat up a homosexual over
it? Johnny, listen to this and listen to this very carefully, because I'm only going to say it once. You're an idiot. But to the extent that you're an American idiot and have been my radio friend for the better of 8 years, I'm going to spend the next a minute or two explaining to you why you're an idiot. Let me also say that if this ends up destroying our radio friendship, so be it. Because you're demonstrably a dangerous American idiot. Either that or you're playing an idiot for the great peanut gallery. One, I did not say I detested all faggot simpliciter. Simply put, I did not say I detested all faggot simply put. I gave you a very long-winded explanation of my experiential learning with faggots and how I said that having changed the law in Canada, we are better for it, and we are better for, and they are better arguably for it, to the extent that they have come out into the open and have protection. I even went so far as to say that if having come out into the open, I as a good liberal were to see them being persecuted because they were benign homosexuals, I would defend them and have. And that is an article of faith not to do with faggots,
homosexuals, lesbians, what have you, but with my liberal attitude towards humanity and the human condition. I may not necessarily like it, but if you're being piled on, I will come and defend you. If you have certain human rights and legal rights and somebody's trying to take them away from you, you know, the immigrant or the liberal and any number of things within me will come and have to your defense, broadly speaking, at my great cost sometimes. But Donnie, you're an idiot. And let me continue to explain why. After all that preamble and the pro, you know, the finale, there was prequels and there was sequels, and I choose the card, try to give you what the nuance is, and you come and then you restate my position, and falsely. Donnie, I think you're a faggot. I think you're a closet faggot, and I may. If you are a closet faggot, I detest you for being a closet faggot. You should come out, Donnie. You should come out, and I will then defend you for being an out faggot, Donnie. Don't hide in that closet and try to express to me views that I spent 3, 4, 5 minutes trying to circumscribe and explain to somebody who, you know, is slow talking, presumably a little quicker thinking, and presumably reasonably well read. Don't put words in my mouth, Donnie, especially coming as you do from stupid land and making such idiotic statements, Donnie, because you know those are hard button items with me. Let me touch on another point. I wasn't referring to him as a faggot, you idiot. I was talking about a third party. I don't know if you're a precisionist in abuse of language, but I thought you were, Donnie. Listen carefully. Let go of your big cock. I understand you got a big cock. You're well endowed. You should be very happy. Okay, now just find someplace to put it, preferably normal in normal fashion. But hey, you know, let me never say, let me never be accused of telling you where to put it. Okay? I wasn't talking about my friend being a faggot. I was talking about a third party who was a nasty guy. And my friend knows he was a nasty guy because that's how the situation presented itself and how that nasty guy said to me, most of his friends are faggots. And I simply, in shorthand, related that to my friend, ex-military, you know, military shorthand, about a third party. It wasn't about my friend, Donnie, you fucking idiot. It was about a third party and his friend, and it was tentatively put. And the comments about you shouldn't have those views, Donnie, I think you should have asylums, better yet. I think you should advocate for lobotomies. I think anybody who has those views should have a lobotomy. That's a natural progression, Donnie. I think you're an idiot. If you have not lived under a totalitarian system, except for the one, you know, the gentler, kindler one that you currently live under, and don't even know it, I lived under a Stalinist system, Donnie, and they had re-education. They had re-education. And their mantra was, you shouldn't have those views, and we'll make sure you don't have those views. Donnie, that comment, that critical, almost prescriptive comment, you shouldn't have those views, in the context in which you gave them, gave that statement, tells me that you're an idiot. And tells me that you're fundamentally an anti-American idiot, and that you don't really know what a liberal is all about, and that you really should have spent some time under a communist and preferably a Stalinist regime shortly after the Second World War. You should have had your father disappear, you know, once in a while at 2 o'clock in the morning to come back beaten to a pulp. You would know what that expression, quote, you shouldn't have those views, unquote, in the context in which you gave it, would really imply.
Donnie, have I told you lately that you're an idiot?
On November 4th, Tango Alpha Tango,
my good friend, in stupid land. This is Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike, over.
Well, yes, I mean, I've had many people tell me I'm an idiot. I think you're reading between the lines again, Carl. You're reading between the lines. I did not say that you should not be able to express those views or have those views. I said it's dangerous for cultures, for societies, to have the view you have. Big difference, Carl. It's dangerous. Your view is a very dangerous view for society. For you to express them, absolutely, go ahead. You should, if somehow society could encourage you to change that view, if you could somehow become a larger, more a person that has a larger capacity of understanding and tolerance, that view would change. There lies the problem. Your capacity of understanding and tolerance and open-minded as it progressed to a degree of what I call true liberalism. Of course you can have those views. Of course you can express those views. But they're dangerous. They're very dangerous views. That's the point I was trying to make. And when you insult your friend, when you're having dinner with someone, and you insult someone's friend, the type of insult you hurl is,
this is so freaking entertaining.
Absolutely horrible. But yeah, I know where you're going with this. I mean, so, I don't know. I mean, just somehow or another, this whole conversation is, has a bad vibe for me. I don't know. It's just a bad vibe, this whole F word you keep using, faggot. That's a word that insults people, a whole group of people that, it's like the F word. That group of people, they don't like that. I mean, I somehow or another feel like you should try to have a tolerant understanding and try to appease them, perhaps. Maybe that's not the right word. But why insult? Why take this word and insult a whole group of people? I mean, it makes no sense to me. As far as sexual, this coming out, people come out of the closet. Well, I understand that people's sexuality is completely private. You don't have to come out or come in or go away. It's completely of an individual's nature that you don't have to discuss. I mean, it's their business, nobody else's. They don't have to somehow, say, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm bisexual, I'm this, I'm that. It's nobody's business what somebody is or isn't when it comes to sexuality. So if you want to come out or come in or go away, Carl. Yeah, you respect the ones that come out more than the ones that are still in the closet, huh? Yeah, I never looked at it. I can't look at that in some kind of myopic sense and pigeonhole groups of people on some kind of sexual basis. That's just stuff that I can't do. I will not take that path. It's crazy. easy for me to find or, you know, work with somebody or something.
Where the hell do you get
some of your facts?
Have you been listening to,
your own drum too much, or have you been smoking too much shit lately?
What's with this homosexual agenda? I mean, you know, it's
of very little interest to me. Is this of great interest to you?
My companions went out to beat up gays. Where the fuck did you get that? Donnie, remember my definition of friendship?
Remember, I said I have a couple to several friends at any given time, some of whom I've known for 35 years. It doesn't leave room for many more friends.
You know what I mean? I mean, one of them I've known for 35 years, and if I only have a couple or three at any given time, or several even, let's say, certainly less than a handful, it doesn't leave much room.
But admittedly, you said companions.
Donnie,
Donnie, you Americans really should, I think Al-Qaeda should concentrate on bringing a little logic into your lives.
I think you should, Al-Qaeda should definitively establish with you that the first thing you deal with is facts. You establish the incontrovertible facts, and you stay close. You get a grip of the facts, you know, by their belt, and you hold them close. And then you apply to the facts, you apply the facts to law and or morality or social whatever, a convention. And only after you apply the facts, and only the fucking facts, Donnie, to law, morality, or social conventions, are you entitled, but carefully and cogently, are you entitled to an opinion, Donnie? You're not entitled to have an opinion and then rearrange and reconstitute the facts as you would like them to be to support your stupid American fucking opinion, Donnie. You're an idiot. It's taken me 8 years, and I hate to do this, Donnie. I really hate to do this. I hate to do this because, for no other reason, I hate to have to agree, even in small part, with the 14275 Mafia, Donnie. But, you know, maybe, I'm going to leave it tentative. Maybe they were onto something. Maybe you did smoke your brains out in that opium den. Maybe you still smoke shit these days. Donnie, you are an idiot. You are an absolute idiot. And the question you posed, have you beat up anybody because they were gay? Donnie, I came to the defense of people who were gay. Without necessarily knowing definitively that they were gay, but suspecting it very strongly. Two of whom were classmates of mine at the military college. One of whom was had a very famous American name. He had a certain march to the sea and is lamented to this day. In a certain southern city, starting with A. He marched to the sea and laid waste to a beautiful antebellum city, starting with A. And the other one was of Hungarian extraction, who played a wonderful brand of violin. Both of whom were drummed out of the service because they had effeminate characteristics, and I came to their defense at some risk to myself, while the vast majority of my classmates stood silently by. Donnie, have I told you in the last 5 minutes that you're an idiot? Donnie, have I told you that you're an idiot, Donnie? You still haven't got the facts right. You're still mulling about this reinterpretation of facts that suit your theory, which do not comport with the truth. My friend came to dinner. I made no adverse comments about his sexuality, his sexual persuasion, or the persuasion of his friends and relations, what have you. I don't to this day know what sexual persuasion he is. For 15 years I couldn't care less, and today I can care less. I made a comment, an offhand comment, about the entourage of a third party, that he only met by accident because that entourage and the individual, the third party at issue, happened to be, near my property. Donnie, have I told you you're an idiot lately? And it's none of my business what my I agree with you. it's none of my business what somebody's sexual persuasion is or isn't, Donnie. As long as they don't thrust it upon me more than once, and I tell them no thank you. And there's no harm in asking, Donnie.
You have known me for 8 years and you come up with this stupidity?
Donnie, if I didn't know any better, or if I didn't think better of you, I would think you got captured by a certain amateur psychotherapist.
I would think that you got an offer made
by a certain amateur psychotherapist and fuckdog running the 14275 Mafia hereabouts.
Donnie, have I told you lately that I think you're an idiot?
Donnie, my friend, have I told you today
that I think you're an American idiot with apologies to a just run-of-the-mill idiot?
It's not my business what my friend's sexual persuasion may or may not be unless it becomes an issue. It hasn't yet become an issue, Donnie. And it's not, the obverse of that is, it's not my friend's business to take offense. Assuming that this was the case, that he was of some strange sexual persuasion, it's not my friend's business, if he is a true friend of 15 years standing, to take offense about a throwaway phrase about something that was factually true. Not only was it factually true, but it was admitted as much by this third party. When he said that most of the third party's friends were gay. Donnie, the first thing you do is you establish the facts. And God help you, start fucking around with my facts, Donnie.
Don't fuck around with my facts, you piece of American shit.
Then you apply those facts strictly to law, morality, or whatever rules apply, and only then, cogently and rationally, do you arrive at a defensible, hopefully, opinion, Donnie. Donnie, my good friend Donnie, N4TAT, have I told you recently, I think, on the basis of this entire conversation ranging now the better part of an hour, I'm coming to the conclusion you're an idiot, Donnie, and let me put the entire 8-year acquaintance of ours into the bargain, into the equation, Donnie. If you take offense at this, and if you don't think I am principally, my opinion of you as an idiot is not principally based, then good luck, Donnie. And I will write you off my radio amateur acquaintanceship, also known as friendship, for those shortwave listeners not knowing this. I will write you off, Donnie. I'm going to write you off if you can't take this criticism.
I shouldn't have those views.
Donnie, I think you're at least bisexual. I've heard the same sort of fucking arguments. These same sort of attacks, you know, not good enough to be tolerant.
You gotta actively promote our agenda.
Donnie, I think you're a closet faggot.
N4TAT, my good friend Donnie, N4TAT, in stupid land.
I'll copy Victor Echo 7 Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Go ahead.
What did I say to that? Good grief.
Yeah.